On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Is it really going to be 86 degrees again today? That was one hot, angry sun yesterday. That was the hottest 86 degrees ever. More than the high 90s we had last month. That's what it felt like. Hot sun. It's just me. I'm John Potter in Carson City. Is our ace producer, Craig Moss. Hi, Craig.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Potter. How are you this fine Saturday morning on its way to 86 degrees?
You are super perky today, and you have a feeling we're going to get phone calls.
I do. Yeah.
All right.
I think people have topics on their mind that you may or may not be bringing up, so.
Well, I don't have a whole lot today. I spent the entire day yesterday, a terrible Friday. You see, every May, we unpack, we open up the backyard for summer, and we clean the outdoor barbecue grill. And I dread cleaning that grill so much that I put it off to September 15th. Yesterday was the day. I procrastinated.
No, not you.
From May to September, and no cleaner in the world does it right. I had hell going. I opened the thing up. It hadn't been open since last summer. Two hornet's nests inside. So we had to work on that problem.
I would have bought a new one.
I thought of that. I really did honestly think of that because they're not too expensive.
Not anymore.
The
no.
Cheaper ones. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even the bigger ones aren't that expensive anymore.
But I bought this stuff guaranteed to work. That stuff. I went on Google and read what people recommended to do. And oh my gosh, you turn the stove on for half an hour and then take the grills, you scrub them, put them in a dark black plastic bag and put it in the sun and it should come off. No. It's just
the plastic bag should come off.
The stuff the stuff never came off. It's terrible.
Yeah, what I always did was just turn the grill on high, let it be that way with the lid closed for like 3 hours, like you're doing an oven cleaning in your house, your self cleaning oven.
Why doesn't that work with me? Nothing comes easy to me.
It has a vendetta against you, John. I don't know why.
Okay, I got to mention, so the drive over today, did you know? Now, you live in Reno, even though you work in Carson City.
Correct.
You know the speed limit on Longley Lane from Virginia, where it starts, to McCarran, with all its stops in the shopping center and the Mira Loma neighborhood? The speed limit is 50 miles per hour on Longley. See, I never knew that. I lived here most of my life, but yesterday I saw the speed limit sign hidden by a tree branch. I think the city forgot about Longley.
No, that went up. It was 40. It had been 40. It started at 35, then went to 45, and now it's 50.
Even though they built more stuff on Longley. They raised it to 50 miles.
It's so the ambulance can get to the hospital over there faster.
Oh! Oh, it's a joke. Okay.
Yes.
Crazy. Longley, 50 miles per hour. Then you have to slow down for an actual highway, Veterans Parkway, where the speed limit is under that.
Well, that's in the residential area. Yes. After you get out of the residential area, then it jumps up to 50. Or 55.
Yeah, but it's still a street. Are you talking about Veterans Parkway?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Veterans Parkway is still 45, isn't it?
Only in the residential area from Veterans Parkway at the roundabout down by the Maverick all the way up to, I think it's South Meadows Parkway. Then north of South Meadows Parkway, it becomes 50 or 55. I think it's 55.
You get around.
Well, it's my easy way to get to the IMAX theater. I go up that way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I mean, this could be a call topic. If you could change the speed limit on any street or highway here, Reno, Carson City, Tahoe, Yerington. Which one would it be? Because I have a lot of votes. The first one, I would say, goes to the 25-mile-per-hour stretch going downhill from Skyline. And where Moana goes from 35 to 25 miles per hour, when it's going downhill there, downhill combined with suddenly a lower speed limit, which is why you often see, I think, two motorcycle patrolmen catching you before you can slow down. You come down that hill, everybody, you got to be sharp. You got to hit those brakes. It's kind of like being on eastbound 80. Just past Boomtown, you're coming into Reno. You take the West 4th Street exit off eastbound 80, and the speed limit goes right from what? Is it 70 there on the highway, or maybe even 55? I don't know.
65, 70, somewhere
65.
In that range.
Okay, so you take the exit, West 4th Street exit off eastbound 80, and the speed limit goes from like 65 to 35, like that, like an instant. Yes, it's 35 when you hit that exit ramp. That's unbelievable. So, I don't know. I thought it'd be neat to have people vote. Maybe we can get some done here. I've always thought, and I'm sorry, parents, I always thought the 15-mile-per-hour around schools may be a touch too slow. Come on, make it 20.
Friends of mine live in the Midwest, and their school zones are 25. But yeah, again, you still have the same rules about passing school buses or U-turns with school buses, you know, in school zones. That's what one thing people don't realize here too, is that in Washoe County, it is illegal to do a U-turn in a school zone as part of the laws. You cannot do a U-turn in school zone.
I think I knew that. But 15,
there you go thinking again.
15 is too slow. Yeah. I think 15 actually makes it more unsafe because it frustrates drivers. It's kind of like how our red lights not synchronized frustrates drivers, and they do stupid moves. My gosh, I just biked Villanova, the underpass. When you go on Villanova near the main post office, and you go under 580, and they have one traffic light before the underpass and one traffic light after the underpass, and they're only like 50 feet apart, and one goes green, and just when you're getting into the underpass under the bridge, 2 seconds later the light 50 feet away goes red. It's just, not even that can be synchronized. You'd think they would be on the same junction box or something. I don't know. See, I'm sorry to be in this mood. It's that barbecue grill. I'm going to cut that thing in half.
Just go out and buy a new one.
Just go out and buy a new one. Okay, now, for stuff that actually interests other people, MGM hacked. I thought maybe Caesars was behind it, but apparently not. Most of the details are still being kept quiet. You know, MGM never fessed up to this for days. But word is, now this is what word is, because people talk to me. The word is both companies were breached and hackers offered to stop the attack for $30 million. Caesars, they say, negotiated it down to $15 million. And MGM refused to pay. That's the story I heard. Since then, MGM has been almost, was 100% shut down for days. This covered everything. I mean, people couldn't use their room keys to get in the room. The slot machines, a lot of them went down, which made a lot of those suspicious people out there say, oh, see, the casino does control when you get a jackpot. Oh, it's a totally different thing. But anyway, Caesars claims their network is free of all the malware. But they're the ones who made the deal, apparently, with the hackers. But they're offering free credit monitoring to their customers. And that's another thing to worry about, is everybody who goes to MGM now, their social security numbers and things are compromised. It's also believed numerous other companies were breached and have not revealed them yet. Maybe Vegas. Now, here's my suggestion. Maybe Vegas should not be hosting that HackerCon every year. I always thought that was risky. Computers, you know? See, there's nothing better than good old pen and paper. Bring back the old mechanical wheel slot machines and the real cash and the real people. MGM was hit by a data breach in 2019. So you could say maybe they didn't
learn from their mistake.
Didn't learn the lesson and did not spend the money to make their computers bulletproof after that. After this incident now, they will be spending the money and find a way to recover this spending by, well, you pick your slot machine. SEC requires MGM to report details of the cyber issue, so soon everybody will know the extent of the breach. Speaking of casinos, and this is another reminder that we're in a future age here. I was told there is no longer live Keno at the Peppermill. End of an era. Some of the downtown casinos, I noticed, the live Keno, if they have it, is no longer 24 hours. Oh, the days of eating at 3 a.m. in the coffee shop and having the Keno girl come around every 10 minutes. Now, is Peppermill going to be the first one, and then the others are going to follow? I tell you, Keno, I don't know what it is like now, but it used to be the biggest bargain in town. You would buy, back in the day, it was 25 cents. Buy a 25 cent, then later it was 50 cents, still a bargain. You buy a 25 cent or 50 cent Keno ticket. You sit in the Keno lounge, and the cocktail waitress comes around. And probably twice for every game of Keno. You know, a game of Keno takes, what, 10 minutes? And the cheapest drinks in town. I don't know if that exists anymore. I've heard things like cocktail waitresses, they don't come around as much as they used to. But I'm not going to be negative about that stuff. And you'll be happy to know, Craig, I'm not going to hit on the power company today. I'm not going to hit on the internet company today. So we should have everything working today.
I was going to say that means we'll still be on the air by the end of the show.
Wasn't that weird, though?
Wasn't it weird? We're talking about Charter, and all of a sudden,
two minutes
before the end of end of an hour, we lose internet for 7 minutes.
I think people heard me say, and so Spectre.
Yep, like that's about it.
Why do I always get in trouble? I just try to do
You're
the best job
magnet,
I can.
John.
I just try to tell things the way they are, and here I am. Working 3 hours a week. Okay, phone number 884-9910. It is Open Topic Day, and that is a that when I say open topic, I do mean it. My friends, open phone lines. I hope you feel welcome. Our number is 884-9910. I run my mouth a lot, and I will try to step out of the way. On this day, I will try to step back a bit and be a little less obnoxious, and I'll sit back and hear what's on folks' minds. If anything is going on in the news or in your life that you'd like to spout off on, I'll be very eager to hear. We love local topics, 884-9910, but national affects us too. The national news topics affects us here too. So that's open, 884-9910. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter with Craig in Carson City.
Ninety-nine point one, 92.3 is FM Talk.
You know, we should all be able to call in healthy. Yeah, hi, it's me. I'm not coming into work today. I feel really good. I don't want to spend it in a studio. Why not? 9:23, I'm John Potter. 884-9910 is our number. All local topics and also national topics that affect us. You pick the topic. And we're talking speed limits earlier. And barbecue grills, and the MGM hack, and live Keno is a disappearing here in our fair city. We have Cracker Barrel news. Reno's Cracker Barrel has been delayed again. It was supposed to open this spring, obviously didn't make it. Now they say late fall. Let's just plan on winter, okay? Shall we? They have been working on the building for a year now. Yes, they've had crews there for a year. It was first planned in 2019. The heck with this. Just put Q and Cushion back there. So I don't live too far from where they are building the new Cracker Barrel. And I see, and you see it too if you're around Keystone, a very large work crew on this job. So it is surprising to hear about the delays. You know, I was thinking, well, you can't find a plumber. You can't find an electrician. They're all a Cracker Barrel. I mean, it's a busy scene out there. It should be a great building when it's finished. The place to be when an earthquake hits. Except I hear that they have things hanging from the ceiling. So maybe not. I've never been inside a Cracker Barrel. We haven't had one, I don't think, anywhere in Nevada, not even Las Vegas. I think the nearest one, somewhere in Northern California. Somebody told me, now this is what people tell me, a lot of people pull my leg, so I can't take it for sure. Somebody told me that Cracker Barrels, they have rocking chairs inside, which, if that's true, how cool is that? And they have triangular pegboard puzzles on the tables. Again, unless they're putting me on, which people like to do. Phone topic, what's it like in a Cracker Barrel? And are you excited to go eat at Cracker Barrel when it opens? 884-9910. Oh, yeah, I was going to mention this too. In 2021, I'm all over the place today. There were 87,000 new IRS agents in the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act that the president signed into law last August. And still, you can't get a live person on the phone there. I tried this week. I don't know what those guys are doing. 2021, and I looked into this. In 2021, the IRS answered only 11% of all phone calls. You're not alone. We've all seen the stories on social media about the uptick in shoplifting. We've all seen the cosmetics, the alcohol, the drugstore items kept under lock and key in some stores as a response to the increase in shoplifting. The shoplifters who are encouraged, I feel, by society, which is no longer holding them responsible. Few repercussions from either the stores, the police, the justice system, and especially the politicians who have reduced penalties. We now seem to have a problem, folks, of junior and high school students entering supermarkets, especially with backpacks and doing group shoplifting. So say reports and posts on social media like Facebook, Reddit, and Nextdoor. If you've seen this, love to hear from you, 884-9910. I've seen it twice. Another story. Let's go to Al calling up about Cracker Barrel. Hi, Al. I'm John. Welcome to the show. I appreciate your call.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to let you know I've been to Cracker Barrel. There are two in Vegas.
And, what?
Yeah, there are two in Vegas. My first time I went was when I visited my friend in Illinois. The rocking chairs are on the outside, on the front porch, that you can sit and rock in them. And there's a gift shop attached to it. When you walk in, you come in through the gift shop, and then you go through the gift shop into the restaurant itself. And they've got the best food out there. I suggest if you ever go there, have the hash brown casserole.
I'm digging the rocking chairs outside, I tell you that. And the food is good, you say?
The food is phenomenal. The food is absolutely phenomenal.
You know, Cracker Barrel.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say Cracker Barrel has a reputation of being very white, which is fine because I'm the real cracker to bring to Cracker Barrel. you were saying, go ahead.
No, the food is like southern based. Like they have grits and they've got the hash brown casseroles and they've got the, you know, they have fried chicken and It's a very diverse menu, and it's really, really good. And the gift shop is very unique. They've got a they've got some eclectic stuff out there. Yeah,
I think I saw a picture. Yeah, I think I saw a picture, and the roof or the ceiling was just full of I'm not going to say junk stuff. It kind of reminds me of the old TGI Fridays. Remember that when they had? It's like walking into a Midwestern barn, and they have everything all over the wall and stuff.
Oh yeah, they have like license plates and old banners and all metal, like the old advertisements. Yeah, it's going to be great when it opens up here.
This wait's driving you. A lot of folks crazy. Al, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Scott in Carson City, 884-9910 on 99.1 FM Talk. Hey, Scott, appreciate you calling in. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Morning, John. How you doing?
All right.
In my last life, I traveled a great deal all over the Southwest and the Southeast, and I can tell you that I would go out of my way to find a Cracker Barrel. They're consistent. They remind me of In-N-Out Burger in their operation. They're very consistent. They're very good. The prices at that time, and I haven't been one in a long time, were very, very competitive, very warm feeling. You walk through, as your first caller, your last caller, had it just exactly right. He was right on point. I almost hung up because he was right on. But you can get a unique gift there for just about anybody that you're looking for a gift for. The rocking chairs out front, they use if people are waiting. They also sell those rocking chairs. And it's a very nice feel, and I think that it will be very busy being just off the interstate. And I guess that's about the best report I can give you, unless you have
Scott.
A question.
Oh, I'm glad this is so positive here. I appreciate the call on that. Super awesome. Well, based on what folks are saying, I don't think the place is going to be big enough. But
right.
Hey,
we did get a text from our friend Renee who said, "Who else misses Q and Cushion and the old Ace Hardware?"
I do.
Yeah. Cracker Barrel is like a combination like an old country store atmosphere with great Midwestern and Southern style country kitchen type restaurant and foods. Big portions and down home type meals. Yummy.
I thought this topic in a way would get negative because there are a lot of people, Craig, who live in this area who do not like chains.
Right.
It's like they're blaming chains for putting, oh, it's like the Walmart story. Oh, put the big small stores out of business. And when people ask for recommendations on Google about where to eat, my parents are visiting. No chains, please. All local only. And I got to stand up for the chains like that gentleman who was just on the phone there. Listen, I love your little private local businesses. I love them to death. But the chains, and he brought up this fact, are consistent. They're professional. After all the research these chains have done, there's a lot of perfection in chains. And I tell the story about when I used to go to coffee shops, and there was a Starbucks, and next to that there was a little independent local coffee shop. And the little, Starbucks is like a factory almost. They're professional. The little independent one, though, was hiring of what looked like the owner's daughter's high school friends to work the counter. And I'll never forget the last time I bought coffee there. I was expecting my change back, and it was only 10 cents, so I put my hand out after I ordered the coffee, and the girl behind the counter goes, "Oh, you want your dime too?" I said, "No, it's okay." It's unprofessional stuff. And listen, I love all local businesses and everything, but the chains also, when you knock the chains, there's a lot of people in Reno and Carson City and elsewhere who work at these chains and depend on them to feed their families. So just don't knock businesses, period, unless they're really doing wrong the way I see it. We're going to take a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time 933.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, hey, hey. John Potter here. FM News Talk Time is 939 on your live and local Saturday morning. Chiropractors crack me up. Dr. John, have you ever heard that joke before? Chiropractors crack me up. No. How you doing, sir?
So good. How are you today?
All right. Yeah, you called in and we were talking to you, and it's very interesting. The whole thing, chiropractic, is that what it's called? What is the practice?
I've heard it all. My favorite is chiropractory.
Chiropractory.
Yeah, it's the practice of chiropractic, you know, just like, I guess not like dentistry, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Chiropractors give adjustments to people. I can tell you that.
Well, I haven't been for a while, but I used to go to and I've always felt very flexible afterwards, and that's the goal, right? Movement's all important. Yeah. So
it's
why
about a functioning body, you know?
Tell me about you. Are you from Reno, and how long have you had this practice? You bill yourself as Miracle Worker, and your title is Dr. John. So, of course, that piqued my interest right there. Tell us a bit about yourself, sir.
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to discover Reno and Carson City in 2015. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that's where I practiced for a couple of years after chiropractic college, and came out here in 2015. I've been in practice for myself since 2016. And I run a very small office. It's just me in there, and I take care of patients one-on-one. You know, they come in. Yeah, maybe they're unflexible, like you said, or have some pain or soreness, or some people just want a little crack and a pop here and there. And you know, that's what I try and do for them. But I think what I was hoping to talk today about was like stress in society and stress reduction techniques and things, you know.
We need that. And you mentioned you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's funny because my last chiropractor was in York, Pennsylvania. And I bet you missed that state. It was kind of interesting. You'd get your DMV registration done at auto garages, and buy beer. You went to the state beer warehouses. Interesting state. Yeah, you'd buy your liquor at the bar. The bartender would sell you the liquor. You couldn't buy it in supermarkets, at least when I was there in Pennsylvania. How'd you end up in Reno?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I looked everywhere. I loved Pennsylvania, and I was born and raised there, but the winters are pretty nasty, and a lot of the year it's kind of muddy outside, and I like to spend a lot of time outside, and I had some friends move out here when Pennsylvania legalized gambling. They started working at a casino, and then after that, some of them moved out to Sacramento, and they said, gosh, if you came out to see Lake Tahoe, you'd probably move, and they were right.
Oh, casinos in Pennsylvania, I can't picture it. It's so old-timey, at least when I was there, especially with the Amish. Oh, my gosh, what do the Amish think of that? Anyway, let's get back on what you do. How does this adjustment done on your back, how does it help your stress problem?
Well, you know, stress is a perceived experience, you know, a lot of it. Some stresses are emotional, some are chemical, and some are physical, of course, you know. And there has to be something to counteract that. Now, a normal, healthy body will counteract stress. You know, you go to work and you use your mouse for 8 hours a day on the computer and your shoulder gets a little hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And you go home to sleep and then your shoulder feels better. But sometimes the body is overwhelmed by stress and it breaks down in certain ways. I look at breakdowns in the spine and try and address those, you know, and get people back on track so they can heal themselves.
I believe what you're saying there, that it does affect stress mentally, affects you physically. Absolutely true. I don't think anybody would debate that. But, yeah, you just brought to mind the stupid position I take when I'm on the laptop, and it's just not good. You know, your head is down, and your curved spine, even though I have a seat back and everything like that. So these adjustments, what does it do? I used to get them myself. You know, felt good. But what does that do exactly?
Well, it's funny. The more people you talk to and ask about it, I think people will discover that friends and family members that they didn't know were seeing a chiropractor. Some of them are, not everybody, but most people by now have had an experience with a chiropractor, and probably a lot of chiropractors would say different things, but the way I've come to understand it is that your body is less like a mechanism, like a car, and it's more like a computer. And if you do an adjustment on a body that's like a computer, you almost get an opportunity to kind of reprogram that computer or defragment it. And what I'm talking about is the nervous system. You can influence the nervous system with certain adjustments and allow a person to reboot, you know? Sometimes that's very powerful for people. Sometimes it just helps a person to be maintained. But either way, it can be good when done right.
Well, it's very interesting. Where's your office at, and how can people, do you have room? Everybody is so freaking busy now. Do you have room for appointments? Listen, doctor, I just tried to make a doctor appointment, was it 2 days ago? I'm going in December, I think. are you that full of appointments? Can people call you and come in to see a consultation and help with their stress and back problems?
Yeah, I'm in Carson City. I'm across from the Ormsby House. The address is 177 East 7th Street. So a bunch of lucky numbers. That just happened organically. But maybe a week out or so, new patients can get in. You know, I'm pretty flexible. This is my purpose. You know, I was supposed to move to Carson City. I was supposed to be a chiropractor. It's a very long, very strange story, but I love taking care of people, so anybody that's motivated to come in and see me, they won't have a tough time. But like you said, you know, it's that stress thing. That's why all the doctors are busy.
Physical, you know, I heard, did you hear that there in this country, we have a couple of pet chiropractors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to adjust animals myself quite a bit. You mentioned the Amish people in Pennsylvania. I used to work on their horses.
Wow.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure.
Amish people, they would call themselves plain. They say they're plain. They like to be plain and simple and sort of not look very different, not dress very fancy or anything. But I think in human nature, we're a little bit competitive, wouldn't you say? I mean, deep down, everybody wants to have a greener yard than their neighbor and so on and so forth. Well, the Amish people compete by having fast horses that pull their horse-drawn carriages, and the teenagers race at night. They do underground horse-drawn carriage races, like that movie Fast and the Furious. And whoever had the best chiropractor to adjust their horse would usually win the race that night. And so Tuesday nights we're always busy. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know, okay, one more, got to wrap this up. One more time with your easy-to-remember phone number. What is it, Dr. John?
Oh, it's 775-230-4578.
You know, my wife would tell you she has a pain in the neck back at home.
That's when you're at home, John.
Oh, yep, that's what she means. Oh, I'll get her. Dr. John, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Everybody is welcome here. Thanks, Dr. John. Interesting. Okay. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Open topic 884-9910. If not, I'm going to get on this shoplifting thing because I'm finding out more and more about this. I had no idea that kids, high school kids, are let out from school to run around on their lunch break. That wasn't like it when I went to school, but a lot of people say this is part of the problem, that you see them come, not all of them, of course, but you'll see a couple of groups coming in with backpacks into supermarkets taking things. Is this really a phenomenon here? Have you seen it? 884-9910, and what is the solution? Anyway, 884-9910. I'm going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mesa Valley's 92.3 FM News Talk Time, 948.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
I'm just picturing my cats getting a chiropractic adjustment. That was interesting. We do have a pet chiropractor. He does humans too in Carson City, Dr. John.
Hey, well, you know, my vet, I had a Lhasa Apso who had long body dogs have a problem with paralysis and lower back problems. Yeah. I had a vet who did acupuncture on my dog. And
well,
it was within 3 days, it was like the dog never had any problems at all.
Oh, my cats would never sit still for that. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh, could you see the claws nails coming out for that?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The shredded hands, you know. Don't forget to wear your oven mitts when you do this.
You have a pet? I never even knew.
I've had dogs and I've had cats, yes.
Oh.
At this moment in time, I have none. Neither one.
We have three, and I tell you what, it's kind of funny. In my house, we narrate, my wife and I, we narrate our pet's thoughts. And, you know, they we want companies, by the way, to stop putting doorbells in TV commercials. We'd have a much easier time at life.
Oh, my friend has dogs, and every time a doorbell rings on TV, the dogs just go absolutely nuts.
Yep. I relate. All right, okay, folks, we seem to have a problem of junior and high school students in northern Nevada entering supermarkets with backpacks and doing group shoplifting. So say reports and posts on social media like Facebook, Reddit, and Nextdoor, and it doesn't look like they're making up stories. Here's one. Recently, I read a posting regarding our Raley store being bombarded with high school students at lunchtime, openly walking out, not paying for food and drinks, including alcohol. It was truly disturbing and honestly disappointing that our young neighbors act so dishonestly. Here's another. The store was pretty empty. However, I passed two young girls laughing and carrying out something the two had to carry together and covered by their sweater. It was obvious what they were doing. They walked right out the door. I hope someday soon this is stopped. And there are a variety of responses when people post this stuff. People saying they witnessed the same thing at Raley's on Rob Drive, Smith's by Bering Boulevard, a couple of Safeways. A couple of people say the kids must be poor. They must have nothing to eat. But an awful lot of first-person accounts of what's going on out there kind of dispels that. Here's another one. And this guy's been living here forever. He says, teens have been stealing food at lunchtime from nearby grocery stores ever since I can remember, and I am 69 years old. The difference is that back then, if you got caught, you knew you would get charged. You would be held at the store until the police arrived, and then your parents would have to pick you up and then go to court with you. The court used to make them paint over graffiti or pick up trash on weekends for a month or two, and they were banned from going back in the store. Now, it's different. The police and the courts, they just don't want to spend time or resources dealing with this anymore. Unfortunately, clearly, this approach is creating a bigger problem. These kids are learning that crime pays, and the problem is getting bigger. It's easier to pass the cost off to us, the consumers, or if it gets bad enough, close the stores.
Yeah, they did that in California, in the Bay Area a lot. I mean, there's no CVS, and I don't think there's a single CVS in San Francisco anymore that's open. They closed.
I hear Union Square is, they got vacancies, storefront vacancies in Union Square.
That's not a place that I don't think they've ever had. They've had people on a waiting list to get a storefront there. But
Neiman,
I remember
Marcus closing there. Yeah.
I remember when I was, I'm 62. I'll give away my age. Wooster High School, right down the street from our Reno studios, literally on the other side of the freeway. I went to school there and it was a closed campus. You could not leave during a school day unless you were a senior getting out of class and to go to your work credit, which you got. But other, in other areas, I do remember seeing, like at the time, there's a car dealership now, but there was a Sack and Save right across the street. They would only let two students in at a time, and you had to leave your backpacks at the door. That was the rules.
this surprises me because I, oh my gosh, when did it change to letting them all out for lunch? What happened to lunchboxes and eating your own?
Or the cafeteria. Well, the cafeteria food, that explains it right there. They don't, you know, that's...
But still, you're letting them loose. I've been around Reed High and Reno High when the doors open at lunch, and I see the crowds just pouring out, heading to the pizza and the fast food restaurants. And I think that's why you see so many of these fast food establishments around schools. Bering Boulevard at Reed has everything they want.
My son used to go to Reed, and at the time, this would have been about, I can't believe I'm going to say this, about 20 years ago, that when you got out for lunch, well, across the street was also a Chevron, and they did enforce the two students in the store at a time. They enforced that. I think even to this day they may do that, but
I'm hearing the supermarkets are not enforcing anything. And folks, this is getting into a real troubling legal issue that could the supermarkets get in trouble if these kids are making off with vodka and things like that, which they're not supposed to have, if the stores are not making any effort to stop those students. Our phone number is 884-9910. Not to put down students at all. We're talking about what people have witnessed and observed, and why isn't anybody doing something about it? I'm John Potter, FM News Talk Time, 9:58. Back in a few.